Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Linda Marek and we're going to hear about an event coming up. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning.
Linda, you're chairman of this annual event that you don't want people to miss.
Well, no, we don't. We had a good crowd last year and we're hoping for an even better one this year.
So when and where and who can come?
All right. It's next Wednesday, April 24th. From 11 to 1, we will be serving our famous broccoli cheese soup and every kind of salad imaginable and all kinds of variety of bars at the Catholic Parish Center.
And the purpose of this is?
We're raising funds to support the hospital. We've provided a lot of the furnishings and the TVs in the rooms this year for the new changes and addition.
And, and I hope people have been in to see, maybe to visit somebody, or there's a lot of reasons you might go to Cass County Memorial Hospital and to notice the changes and find your way around. There are a lot of changes, Linda.
Every time I go, there's a new path to find.
Yeah, but there's usually
a beautiful new gift shop, too.
Yes. And, of course, you are a member of the hospital auxiliary and chairman of this event. But I was going to say, you know, one of the nice things is when we come in that front door, we don't know where to go. Usually there's a member of the auxiliary sitting there at the desk to provide information.
Right. And we're trying to be a lot more helpful with that. So we have to keep up on where things are.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, that's one of those great services that the auxiliary provides. Volunteer time. You know, you're talking about money with this fundraiser, but the auxiliary members give lots of hours of volunteer time.
Yes, we do. Last year in 2012, we worked 11,151 hours, which at minimum wage would save the hospital about $111,510 in wages. They appreciate that.
Absolutely. Volunteers are, you know, you can count it in dollars, but on the other hand, it's kind of like that credit card. You know, it's worth more than you can really talk about because that friendly face, that information and so on, that is irreplaceable. And so since we're on sort of that path of what volunteers do, I know that you provide a friendly face for a lot of patients.
Right. We transport patients to physical therapy and radiology, and now we're helping also in the surgical services.
And like I say, you're there. I think, you know, it's really helpful. You move people in their wheelchairs and so on, but I think the plus is that you're there to visit with them, and sometimes I'm guessing you kind of calm their fears.
I think that probably is true. I know it would help me if I were in that situation.
Yeah, that it's, you know, it's not somebody in a uniform in terms of doctor or nurse. It's just another person that could be a friend for you. Let's talk about, I know there's lots of other services. One that I didn't realize existed until I think maybe last year was the book service that you head up.
Right, and a lot of people don't know about that. We deliver library books through the auxiliary from the library and take them to some homebound individuals, Heritage House, Allen House, the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab, and now we have three daycares that use that service.
Oh.
So that keeps us busy one morning a month.
I guess.
And also at the Anita Library.
Excellent.
Deliver books from the library to the thing there. And we deliver the books that the library has prepared for us, and then we pick them up the following month when we deliver their new books.
Okay, so you don't have to select the books.
No, we don't. And if they have special requests, they can tell the library what their interests are or special authors, and the library is very accommodating with that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you're also working with the child care services, but you do other things at the hospital for, well, from birth on.
Right, yeah. We have Hello Baby. We have 10 sponsors right now that give gifts for babies that are born at the hospital, and we also provide little caps that they're sent home with. And then there's the telecare service for homebound residents where they just get a phone call every morning just to check in and give them someone to talk to and make sure they're doing okay.
Okay, so whether you are a brand new newborn or you are an older person or somebody who just needs that checking up on. I guess you know, sometimes it might be somebody who's not necessarily older but just needs that call to check up on them because they've had an accident or something. So you have all of those services in between. The other thing I wanted to mention, since we were talking about kids, is that tour, that little experience that is it first graders come to the hospital?
Right. All Cass County first graders. They had 194 that came, were taken on a tour and saw a mock tonsillectomy, looked at x-rays, and just generally had quite a little visit to the hospital.
Yeah. And that certainly has to help if they have to come back. Take a little of the fear out. And who knows, maybe there's a budding doctor or pharmacist or nurse in that group that this has really sparked their interest. So that's just some of the services. And you mentioned early on that you do provide a lot of money for, it's been the furnishings, but lots of equipment that probably our hospital wouldn't have.
Right. Last year, we donated $54,770 for equipment and furnishings. Mm-hmm. That was just last year.
So that means, let's get back to this fundraiser because it's open for everybody. If we come and we enjoy a great lunch on the 24th, correct?
Right.
That you're helping to support all of these things in our community.
That's true. And we still are accepting reservations until Friday the 19th, but walk-ins are most welcome. The tickets are $6 at the door, and anyone who hasn't known ahead of time if they can come or hasn't already purchased tickets, please come, and we'll just take your money right at the door.
Okay. Now, early on, you mentioned about the soup and all of those kinds of things. Well, how does all that come about?
Well, we have a lot of volunteers. Everyone is asked to help or bring a salad or bars, and it's just the one day a year, so we don't feel like we're really overburdening our volunteers to help out with this, and it is one of our major fundraisers okay. for the year. So,
and to be a member of the auxiliary costs how much?
That's $5. Only.
Only, yes. I don't know what you can get for $5. Not much, Linda. And if you said, you know, everybody can help, but you can choose to be inactive.
That's true. Very true. And we appreciate their donations, too, for membership. Right now we have 109 were active and 145 were inactive, but they still support the auxiliary by their membership.
You bet. So that's something, if somebody's listening says, I didn't know about that. I didn't know I could be a member. Well, just I suppose you could check in at the gift shop at the hospital.
Yeah.
You could probably give an auxiliary member your name, ask you know, ask some questions and so on, and you often have your news around on the radio, in the newspaper, et cetera, so people might know who members are. So if you're interested in being active or inactive, be sure that you contact one of the members or stop at the gift shop. What are the hours of the gift shop, Linda? Do you know those?
Oh, my.
It's okay if you don't. You're not in charge
right
of the gift shop.
They're even open two Thursday evenings a month.
Okay. Okay. So check that out, and it's really...
Like, I'm going to say 9 to 4 in
okay.
general.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. I don't work in the gift shop, so I'm not the expert there. But
well, that's because you have a couple of other things you do, like the books, and you are chairman of this particular event. Why is it on the 24th of April? Because it's every year at this time.
It used to be Secretary's Day, but now they've fancied it up a little, and it's Administrative Assistance Day.
Okay. But it's open to everybody. You don't have
right.
to be an assistant, a secretary. Just come and be hungry, I guess, and enjoy
right.
the company.
And it's a nice treat for your employee if you'd like to take advantage of the administrative assistant day thing.
Good suggestion, good suggestion. And the other plus that I think it's something like that is you see people you maybe don't normally see, and it's just kind of fun to visit with people that you see there.
Oh, yes, it's a very fun day.
So, again, that is happening. Give us time, place, and date.
Okay, it's next Wednesday, April 24th. We're serving from 11 to 1. The cost is $6. It's at the Catholic Parish Center. That's at 5th and Locust Street, just west of the theater. And you can call Marcella Gaines until Friday, at 243-5326 for tickets, or please, walk-ins are most welcome.
Okay, we're visiting with Linda Mark, and we really appreciate your time, Linda. And until next time, here's a thought. Doubt whom you will, but never doubt yourself.
Okay.